Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we dive deep into how autonomous systems are redrawing the blueprint of modern revenue teams. I'm Tim Cortinovis. And today, I want you to think about a fundamental shift that's happening this very week. AI agents are moving from being helpers in your workflow to actually owning throughput. Not suggesting, not assisting, owning. Are you feeling a little pressure in your pipeline coverage, ops capacity, or maybe seeing too much revenue leak post-sale? If so, this episode is your roadmap. Let's kick off with Salesforce, who made a tectonic move with Agentforce this week. We've seen chatbots and AI helpers for a while, but here's the pivot. Agentforce isn't just deflecting support requests or shaving a few hours off admin time anymore. Salesforce is actually putting it front and center in revenue influence. That means the AI isn't just a silent sidekick for reps. It's actively resurrecting neglected leads, mining dormant accounts, recapturing renewals that once would have been written off. Here's the heart of it. Management stops thinking about orphaned accounts as inevitable churn and starts seeing them as recoverable capacity. And suddenly SDR ratios and activity logs aren't a bottleneck anymore. The system itself is running throughput loops, escalating only the real edge cases that need human touch. For CROs and RevOps teams, if you can code your policies, define sales ready, and trust your data hygiene, you get leverage that just wasn't possible before. But for orgs whose process looks more like folklore than policy, or whose stage definitions are fuzzy, AI will simply reflect and amplify that noise at scale. Now over to Waystar in healthcare. Maybe you're thinking that's billing, not sales, but pause. Waystar's latest announcement is about agents detecting and recovering revenue leakage, those silent denials and missed payment offers. What's different? Collections are moving from being a periodic human audit to a real-time agentic control system. Detect the issue, attribute root cause, propose a way forward, and execute with policy guardrails. Revenue realization stops being finance's problem and becomes everyone's in real time. And organizations can no longer afford to shrug off leakage as small potatoes when agents can now prove the numbers at scale. Let's zoom out to the enterprise level with ServiceNow's Imagine 2026. The leaders in that room aren't asking which tools can automate which steps. They're talking about agentic systems as an operating cadence, one where you grant audit and evolve autonomy, much like risk thresholds in security or credit limits in finance. This isn't a sidecar to the business. It's the business adopting continuous controls and shared telemetry. Is every function in your company buying their own bots and calling it transformation? If so, you're not building leverage, you're building compliance risk and fragmented reporting. The difference maker. A governance stack that turns controls into speed, where a cross-functional team sets policy and lets agents execute. Switching gears to Adobe's seismic shift in marketing ops this week. Adobe's gone all in on agentic CX, real-time orchestration, continuous sensing and response, goodbye campaign-centric models, and quarterly performance reviews. Hello, near-instant experimentation, where attribution and budget controls operate at the speed of agents. This means marketing to sales handoffs are now clear, policy-driven triggers with definitions that are crisp, thresholds that are tested, and a channel where the funnel operates as a single, unified system. If you're still addicted to manual reporting and laggy campaigns, you're already behind. And finally, SAP's manufacturing move. Here's why it matters. Even if you're sitting in revenue ops and not a factory, revenue unpredictability isn't just about pipeline anymore. It's about fulfillment, missed ship dates, capacity constraints, operational bottlenecks are now surfaced and mitigated by agents. The silos between sales and ops are dissolving. Supply chain analytics and RevOps now have a shared stake in the forecast. If your go-to-market is still selling dreams your factory can't fulfill, agents will close that gap fast. Let's boil this down. Org charts are evolving, no longer just about who reports to whom, but about portfolios of autonomy. Who owns agent policy, exception handling, authority limits, SDR, AE, RevOps, the walls disappear. Admin work becomes partially autonomous, human oversight narrows to strategic exception handling, forecasting, not about meetings and gut feels, but about system-level commitments, escalation rules, and rapid review cycles. So how do you spot if you're out of step? If your AI roadmap is just automating tasks, not decisions, if more activity is your metric, but trust lags behind, if RevOps is stuck enabling tools, not owning outcomes, if no one can tell you what exceptions trigger escalation, or if every team is buying standalone autonomy, you're just adding tools, not building capacity. If I were a CRO this week, I'd launch a 30-day autonomous throughput pilot. Pick one neglected inventory, stale inbound, dormant expansion, cold PQLs, define tight policy and handoff rules, measure three things only, pipeline recovered, quality of progression, and exception rate. If the exception rate is high, that's not the agent's fault, it's your own policy clarity and data hygiene. Here's the closing insight I want to leave you with. Autonomy isn't an overlay, it's a total redesign of work. Who initiates it, how it's verified, who owns outcomes. The winners will treat agents as capacity planned, audited production workers inside their org, not just another feature. The laggards, they'll wonder why more bots didn't change their forecast. Thanks for joining me on the Agentic Revenue Brief. If this episode sparked a thought, share it with your team, subscribe, and as always, keep driving the future of intelligent revenue. I'm Tim Kortinovis. See you next week.